Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texas, as we know, is mostly a red state, is the exception here down in Austin. And you'll see that this weekend at South by Southwest, where about a dozen presidential candidates, mainly Democrats, are trying to make their pitch. This is important for them because they're trying to reach not only voters, but also these donors, potential donors, with a lot of millennial idealists here, a lot of tech entrepreneurs. This is something they're trying to tap into.
The state of Texas, some people have said, has been a red state for so long, but it has been, in some cases, turning blue. Beto O'Rourke had a very close contest with our Senator Ted Cruz in the 2018 election. Do they see Texas as possibly winnable this in 2020?
Well, I think it's something that Beto's folks see is a possibility as they still explore whether or not he will run for president. We do expect him here this weekend. He'll be at the premiere of his new documentary about himself for his unsuccessful Senate campaign against Ted Cruz. That's called Running with Beto.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the South by Southwest goers? Are they interested in hearing what these candidates have to say?
You know, I did talk with a few. They are just along for the ride, really. You know, the main attraction here since it began was music, and now it's really evolved into events. What you really see here is a lot of technology, and a lot of technology being used for public affairs, for government, and that's something that's propelling a lot of the kind of innovation side of this festival.
Other issues that are going on right now, the White House announced today that the communications director has decided to leave in order to go over to the campaign. Reaction to that?
Yeah, Bill Shine is the communications director, deputy chief of staff for the president, and he's been harder and harder for reporters to find at the White House in the last few weeks. He even did not go to the president's high-stakes summit with Kim Jong-un in Hanoi. The White House applauded his service in the last 8 months, a pretty quick tenure. Not as quick as Anthony Scaramucci in the same job, but quick enough to be a really blip on the radar for the White House. And the White House still praising him, saying that he'll serve indeed as a senior advisor to the president's reelection campaign.
And president's reaction to the Paul Manafort ruling?
Yeah, he says he feels sorry for Paul Manafort. He didn't really gloat about the low sentence that was unexpected given to Paul Manafort. But this is something that he'll probably react to again next week when he's sentenced in district court in Washington on charges directly related to the Russia probe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.